Today, we continue our journey through Advent, that preparation for the coming of our Lord. Up till now, we have been reflecting a little bit on the second coming of our Lord at the Last Judgment. But we also have to have our direction towards the celebration of the first coming of our Lord at Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. And today we are presented with our Lord's cousin, St. John the Baptist, who was the precursor of the Lord, the one who prepared his way. He is that passage from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Several of the prophets spoke of the coming of our Lord. Here, St. John is now already pointing towards him. And we note, and the evangelist notes, it is in fulfillment of the prophet Isaiah, that he will be the voice of one crying out in the desert. So that when our Lord came and made himself known at his first coming, it would be not in the big city, not in the city of Jerusalem, but in the wilderness, in the desert. He would come in silence. Hardly anyone knew he was already here. The Messiah was already there. But now it is John who is going to point him out. And in fact, the first ones he points him out to are two of his own disciples whom he sends off to be disciples of our Lord. St. Andrew and St. John. When he pointed out, when our Lord passed by, "Behold the Lamb of God." But notice here how St. John approaches the whole thing. He is not there for himself. He's not seeking anything for himself. He is on a particular mission sent by God to prepare the way of our Lord. He's pointing to him. He seeks no glory for himself. It is a way of humility. And in fact, St. John, when he points out our Lord, will say, as is he already quoted in St. Mark, "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals," very straps of his sandals. "I am not worthy even to loose those." That was commonly done by the lowest of the servants to their masters. They would unstrap the sandals for the master when he came to a house, so they would always take the sandals off and wash their feet and go in barefoot. That was the lowest of the servants who did that. And here St. John says, "I'm not even worthy to be that, the lowest servant." You see, it was all humility. Whenever asked, "Are you the one?" "No, there he is." He always pointed to our Lord. He could have had a grand following. He could have amassed so much glory to himself. But he did none of that. He gave it all to our Lord. He was there for him. You see? It was to point the way to our Lord. And that is how it should be for us. See, that was our St. John's apostle, as it were, was to bring to the world, bring attention to the world that our Lord was come. Point out exactly who our Lord was and who our Lord is. We too are called to go out and point the way to the Lord. We too are called to go out, and that's all of us. That's part of our call to holiness. We're all called to share that love of God with everyone. Now, does that mean we're going to go out and look, see, point, there's the Lamb of God? No. Are we all going to go out and scream it from the rooftops literally? No. Some of us are called to preach, yes. Some of us are called to teach, yes. But how are we going to share that God's love, that great love, our own salvation? How are we going to share that salvation with everyone? By our example, above all. And it means humility. We have to be willing to say with St. John, I am not worthy to unfasten his sandal strap. But our Lord is here. He is with us. And we want to share him with everyone. We want everyone to be saved. You see, that's what it is. So we do it by our example. We don't have to go and proclaim it out, go out there and shout out, make all kinds of attention to ourselves. Simply by our example, the more we lead a holy, virtuous life, a silent, modest, reserved life, we are giving an example. We are carrying out that apostolate, you see? Let us then be willing to go out with our example and share Christ's love that we receive here already, starting with our baptism, when we receive the sacraments, with all the graces we receive, how much we have within ourselves. Let us go and share it then with everyone else. And all we need to do is set that good example, always recognizing our own lowliness before God. By ourselves alone, we'll not be able to do anything. We can't do one thing of good. But by the grace of God, we can do all we are called to accomplish, everything. Let's not be afraid then to go out and share God's love with everyone and proclaim by our example our salvation. Praise be Jesus and Mary.